Chance was a Brahmin bull, but Ralph loved him like a family dog. Brahmin bulls weigh between 1,000 and 2,200 pounds. They are intelligent and relatively calm animals, but they have large horns and can be very dangerous. Chance wasn't one of the dangerous ones. Even though he was more than 2,000 pounds, he would lick Ralph's face and lovingly rub his head against Ralph's wife, Sandy. Ralph is the owner of Ralph Fisher's Photo Animals, a company that provides animals for events around the U.S. For many years, he brought his bull to parades and parties, and people would have their picture taken with Chance the bull. Chance was photographed with rock stars, politicians, and even met Mother Teresa. He was probably the most photographed bull in history, and even appeared in Hollywood movies. Chance was such a trusted animal that Ralph let him freely leave the fenced area where the other bulls lived. Chance would often peacefully sit in the grass under a tree outside Ralph's kitchen window. One rainy day, Chance didn't show up to eat, and Ralph went looking for him. He had died. Chance was 19 years old and had lived a good life, but Ralph was devastated by his death. He planned to have Chance stuffed so he could hold on to the memory of his dear pet, but first he had to skin him. Ralph loved this bull like a family member. It was a tough thing to do, but he got his knife and got to work. He skinned and cried and skinned and cried all day in the rain until he was done. 3 months earlier, Chance went to Texas A&M University to have a mole removed. Ralph heard that the university was planning to clone an animal. He knew that Chance was getting old and wouldn't live long. Chance was 19 years old, which was 88 years old in people years. Ralph begged the doctors at the university to clone Chance. At first, they refused. But Ralph wouldn't leave them alone. Finally, they agreed to do it. 10 months after Chance died, Chance's clone was born. Ralph named the clone Second Chance. The first time they let Second Chance free, unbelievably, he went and sat down under the original Chance's favorite tree, outside of Ralph's kitchen window. This wasn't the only strange thing. Second Chance also had the same eating pattern as the original Chance. He'd pull his head out of the food bucket to chew in between bites. Ralph had worked with animals his whole life, but had never seen any animal do this except for Chance and Second Chance. Second Chance also seemed to recognize Ralph and always came to him. The doctors reminded Ralph that Second Chance was just a clone. He had the same DNA, but he wasn't the same animal. Ralph and Sandy couldn't help but feel that the original Chance had returned to them. As Second Chance grew, he began to look more and more like the original Chance. On his fourth birthday, Ralph invited friends and family to have a birthday party. Everyone took pictures with Second Chance, blew out candles, and ate cake. At the end of the day, Ralph led Second Chance back to his stall. Until that day, Second Chance had seemed identical to Chance. But that night, he did something very different. He attacked Ralph, goring him with his horns from behind. He slammed Ralph to the ground and stepped on him. Second Chance was over 2,000 pounds and badly injured Ralph. As he was being attacked, he couldn't believe that Second Chance would do this to him. Ralph was in bad shape, but it wasn't just his body that was damaged. He loved Second Chance like a family member, and his feelings were also deeply hurt. Ralph couldn't understand why Second Chance attacked him, but he forgave him. A year and a half later, the same thing happened. Second Chance attacked Ralph again. This time, he threw Ralph into the air and repeatedly rammed him. Again, Ralph went to the hospital and needed stitches, and again, Ralph forgave Second Chance. At the age of 8, Second Chance had problems with his stomach and died. Clones are known to have health problems, but the doctors couldn't say if this is why he died. Ralph and his family were devastated again. His wife sent an email to friends about Second Chance. It said, "We have given God the glory for giving Chance back all these 8+ years. But it never occurred to us that by having a clone, that we would lose him twice."